This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush's proposal to reclassify millions of illegal immigrants as temporary guest workers has renewed the debate over what rights those workers should have. The courts long have recognized that even illegal workers are covered by U.S. labor laws. As a practical matter, however, illegal immigrants often cannot claim their rights for fear that their employers will turn them over to immigration officials. But in a recent federal court case in California, an employer is paying a price for doing that. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In 1994, then 25-year-old Makan Singh was encouraged by his uncle to leave his native India. Singh, speaking through an interpreter, says he was promised a job and an education.
He told me that he had a lot of businesses here, a lot of gas stations here. He will get me here permanent. He will get me a permanent status here. I will have a good life. I'll make a good living.
Singh says his uncle, Charanjit Jutla, a naturalized American living in California, arranged to have him enter the United States illegally. Singh says he worked in his uncle's gas stations 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, for almost 3 years. All the while, he was living in his uncle's home, yet he wasn't being paid. When Singh finally asked to be paid, he says he was fired and kicked out of the house.
He said that you don't have any papers, you're not supposed to be here. If you stay here, then I'll report you to the INS.
Singh filed a complaint with the California State Labor Commissioner, which led to a $40,000 settlement. The case could have ended there. But within hours of signing the agreement, Singh's uncle reported him to the INS, and Singh was detained for 15 months.
What did he do to me? I worked so hard. I kept up my end of the bargain. He didn't do anything that he promised.
In court, Singh's uncle denied reporting his nephew to the INS. Instead, he said he was merely responding to the INS's inquiries. Singh was eventually freed on bond. He then filed suit against his uncle, claiming that he was a victim of illegal retaliation. Last month, a federal jury in San Francisco agreed and awarded him $200,000. An attorney for Singh's uncle said her client was shocked and disappointed by the verdict. Singh's attorney, Chris Ho of the Employment Law Center in San Francisco, says Singh's court victory should be viewed as a warning to employers.
Undocumented workers have the same rights and remedies for all practical purposes as authorized workers, and this verdict sends a message that unscrupulous employers who attempt to retaliate against vulnerable workers, such as Makan, won't get away with it.
But that hasn't always been clear, especially since a 2002 U.S. Supreme Court ruling which restricted the rights of such workers to recover damages. In that case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a factory worker who had been fired for his pro-union activity was not eligible for certain damages because he was an illegal immigrant. Singh's attorneys say this is the first case they can remember since that decision in which a court awarded damages to an undocumented worker claiming retaliation. The jury decided that in Singh's case, the uncle's report to the INS was retaliatory.
In our view, that really turns so much federal law upside down and on its head.
Michael Hethman is a staff attorney for the D.C.-based Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, which advocates restricting immigration. Hethman says the Singh case flies in the face of another important legal principle.
I thought the Supreme Court had basically said that the right of citizens to report violations of law to their government officials is a fundamental right. What we seem to be hearing from the other side is that when it evolves in legal aliens, that ain't necessarily so.
But Lucas Gutentag, director of the Immigration Rights Project for the ACLU, says it's essential for illegal immigrants to be protected against retaliation.
If a person's a completely unprotected worker, then it creates a perverse incentive to hire the very person that the law says should not be hired. And it's unfair to all workers to have unprotected outlaw workforces that some employers would like because it creates an incentive to hire those individuals in order to exploit them.
Meanwhile, Makan Singh's legal problems are far from over. His uncle may still appeal the jury's decision, and Singh is currently fighting a deportation order. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.